This is Andrew, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And yes, here on Andromeda, we're continuing our countdown of the 100 greatest songs of all time, in the opinion of yours truly. We left off last week at number 33, which means we're resuming at number 32, and a quite bombastic song this one is. It's the song that arguably happened at the birth of what we now know as alternative rock. Folks, number 32 is Sonic Youth with their signature song, Teenage Riot.
It takes a teenage ride to get me out of bed right now.
Sonic Youth with Teenage Riot coming in at number 32 in the Greatest Songs of All Time Countdown. Yes, yes, y'all, we're back tonight, starting in the low 30s and progressing all the way up to number 11 tonight. We're going to get all the way up to the top 10, which we're going to save for, I think, 2 weeks from now, rather, as I will not be able to make my regular time next Thursday night. But yes, that was number 32. Going to be moving into number 31 and then 30 and then the 20s with a few shorter songs, a few shorter and older songs, and then we get back into the 90s, and then it's a roller coaster all over the place again. But this one is a very special song. It's a very special short 2.5 minute song from a girl group from the 60s called the Ronettes. If you know your music history of the 60s, they are very important and influential and all of that in the their relationship with Phil Spector and Ronnie Spector, and especially an inspiring band known as the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson was obsessed with this 1963 single. He played it hundreds and hundreds of times. It was his obsession. It was his white whale, one might say. It's called Be My Baby, and it is the 31st greatest song of all time. It's the Ronettes, only on the Andromeda Countdown.
Thank you. many times together we've been spending. I wish that every kiss was never ending. Oh, wouldn't it be nice? Maybe if we think and wish and hope and pray it might come true. Seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live without it. But let's talk about it. Wouldn't it be nice?
Listening to the Andromeda Countdown on 91.5 WMFO. That was just number 29, Coleman Hawkins' beautiful 1939 rendition of the early jazz standard Body and Soul. And then before that, we heard 31 and 30 in quick succession. We heard the Ronettes with Be My Baby, the song which heavily inspired Brian Wilson in his creation of the legendary Pet Sounds record, off of which we heard number 30, which was Wouldn't It Be Nice, directly after that. And yeah, we've broken into the top 20, or top 30, rather. We've broken into the 20s. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. But we're jumping back into the 90s here, a decade that we spent quite a bit of time in, but which it would do us good to spend a little bit more time in. This one from My Bloody Valentine. It's a very unique song. Its use of noise and very soft vocals, very distinctive of this album, but especially this down-tempo track off the second half of the record. You know which one I'm talking about. It's Loveless. This is a song called Sometimes. It's My Bloody Valentine. Only on the Andromeda 100 Greatest Songs of All Time Countdown. Number 28, folks.
Down to the ground. found a way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. Many here among us.
Beautiful song coming to us courtesy of the late, great Mark Hollis of Talk Talk from the 1988 Spirit of Eden record that was the 26th greatest song of all time here on Andromeda. I Believe in You from Talk Talk, and then preceded that was All Along the Watchtower, the famous Jimi Hendrix rendition of the Bob Dylan song. And then at number 28 before that was My Bloody Valentine's pedal and reverb drenched Sometimes off of their Loveless album from 1991. And now is just about as great a time as ever to proceed with our PSA for the first hour tonight. This one is about early childhood development and learning. Learning on the go. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What is your child like about riding in the car, singing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO. All right, let us proceed into, wait for it, the top quartile of this countdown. Yes, number 25 is imminent. It's another song from the 1990s, 1990 to be precise, off of another legendary dream pop record. It's the Cocteau Twins, the title track from Heaven or Las Vegas, at number 25, only on the Andromeda Greatest of All Time countdown.
Yeah. left us at that video store. Oh, be my res, be my fantasy. Oh, be my res, be my fantasy. Thank you.
Zoe written and a Zoe say. A bingo moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. A bingo moon gonna get you.
Nick Drake and Sufjan Stevens in direct succession there. Two sad singer-songwriter gentlemen from different eras, but both touching on the same sort of feelings there at number 24 and 23 of all time, respectively. Should Have Known Better, followed by Pink Moon, Sufjan Stevens and Nick Drake. And then at number 25 was Cocteau Twins, a little bit more upbeat track there, Heaven or Las Vegas, iconic dream pop song there from the album of the same name. And yes, we press on, we press on. It is 9:50 p.m. We are going for another hour and 10 minutes in this countdown, hopefully all the way up to number 11, at which point we will cut off and then save the top 10 for the next session 2 weeks after tonight. But we press on into something a little bit different, into a genre we haven't heard a ton of. We've heard a bit, you know, every 10 or so songs, maybe every 15 or so, you might argue, we've heard a song from this genre. It is, of course, hip-hop. And this is a track, a very special one, from an album that, until recently, was really the critic's favorite hip-hop album of all time. I remember seeing it in all kinds of, like, New York Times crossword clues and things like that. It's just sort of was an agreed upon thing. That was until Kendrick Lamar shook things up later on, but for now we'll be taking a look back at Nas and his Illmatic album. And specifically this track, which comes in at number 22 of all time, has one of the best uses of a sample ever. It's a very subtle background use of Michael Jackson's Human Nature, the backing track from that song. Now see if you can notice it, because it's very subtle, it's in the background, but it really, really carries the song, and the songwriting, and the verse writing, and the rapping is just incredible on this track. It just lays down so many things that would be, you know, inspirational to so many other rappers down the line. And so this one is called It Ain't Hard to Tell, number 22 of all time. It's the one and only Nasty Nas, only on the Andromeda Countdown.
Explosion. is what your frame of mind has chosen. I leave your brain stimulated. Niggas is frozen. Speak with criminal slang. Begin like a violin. End like Leviathan is deep. Well, let me try again. Wisdom be leaking out my grapefruit truth. I dominate break loose. Giving Mike's ministerial cycles. Streets disciple. I rock beats this mega trifle. And groove even smoother than moves by Villanova. You're still a soldier. I'm like Sly Stone and Cobra. Packing like a roster in the weed spot. Vocals are squeezed Glocks. MCZs drop, though they need not to sneak. My poetry's deep, I never fell. Nas's rap should be locked in a cell. It ain't hard to tell.
You're listening to the Andromeda 100 Greatest Songs of All Time Countdown here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is number 21 of all time.
Fear.